Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
Sanjay Lal, the wide receivers coach for the Cowboys. Coach, what was that, that had to be very surreal, strange, probably not the first time you've been through a regime change, to be in the dark, not only about, okay, who's the new coach going to be, but the Cowboys, they didn't exactly move quickly to end things with Garrett.
Yeah, it was different. When I left Indy, they let go of Chuck Pagano Sunday night right after the game. And then the next morning, Chris Ballard came to all the offices and spoke to each coach individually, explained like, hey, you're staying or hey, you're not. So that really never happened because our head coach was still, I think, fighting for his job.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Good morning. Good morning, Central Texas. It is the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, as always, and we are rolling on a Friday. So much to get to today, and so little time, and we're going to hit it. We're going to hit it hard, and this is exciting time in the life of the Baylor football program. 10:20 today, we get all over that. The latest, what I'm hearing, we're going to let you sound off. If you've got a name you want to throw out, you bet. You bet. We'll hear that. We'll hear that name. And we know you have some thoughts on this, and we're happy to hear that from you guys. And this is and at 10:40, we're going to let some of you guys didn't get to hear Sanjay Lal, the wide receivers coach for the Cowboys that got fired, along with some others, and he jumped on with us yesterday and had a lot of interesting things to say about the team, the personnel, Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, what was going on with Cooper last season. Really presented some good information to us that, in case you missed any of that, we want to share that, and we will certainly do that. It is Friday. We sprint into the weekend. We yesterday spent some time moving around Central Texas. I saw Baylor royalty as I made my way around town. Had a big meeting yesterday over at on Franklin at the new location for the guest family barbecue. Stephen and the barbecue wars, we've had people reach out to us. I know the folks at Hellberg have been interested. Guest family barbecue, you know, obviously always VTX is in the mix. But I asked for the moist brisket. I tried the garlic sausage, although now I'm told I should have tried the chipotle or the there's some spicier sausage. And really some good stuff. I mean, excellent stuff. So I was with a top executive in town who happens to be a big fan of our show and, in fact, wants to partner with us, it looks like. So that was exciting. And then, of course, you talk about, big-time royalty. I saw the great Cody Carlson. And I always say hi to Cody when I see him. I just never stop him, make that big of a deal, you know. But yesterday we did get to visit because he was hanging out with David Wetzel, a member of the Baylor coaching staff. And they were in there, and, boy, Cody is just – I guess Cody may have moved back to Waco. I mean, I've always kind of had him. He grew up in San Antonio and always kind of thought that's where he hung out. But seeing him now way more than ever at pretty much every Baylor event. So Cody must be – hanging his hat these days in Waco, but always one of the great quarterbacks in Baylor history. And I brought up to him, Stephen, the poster that may have been in my childhood home. Am I allowed to talk about that, Stephen? My childhood in Baylor fandom? Should I keep that a secret? I don't think I've done a good job of keeping that a secret.
No, oh, by the way, I think people kind of know where you stand, Matt, okay, on those things.
Yeah, I'm a fourth generation Baylor kid. My great grandparents went down there, but we want to keep that. Apparently, we want to keep that down a little bit. Cody, Commander Cody and the Air Squadron. That was the old Commander Cody, of course, was a famous for people that know music. That was like a part of a group back in the day. But they changed the name in the mid-'80s because it was Cody and all his wide receivers, and they went out to Waco Regional Airport, or whatever they call it now, Waco Airport, and they got like on the next to a plane, and they were in all their air gear, all their stuff, and like had a Cody may have even had something over his head, like what you would wear in war. And like, or going up and doing like in Top Gun, he may have been wearing some of that stuff, but it was Commander Cody, and Cody was joking with me yesterday, Stephen. He was saying that maybe it was time. He said if I knew of where those were, he wanted those back. Cody said I think he was making a joke about, you know, now in college football, you know, we may have a time soon where for your likeness you actually get paid.
Yeah, I think you need to pay Cody. You should have just dropped him a couple dollars there, Matt, for that poster.
He said, I need some of those posters back. Oh,
did he
man,
go on to play? Did Cody go on to play for the Oilers?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, had a good run with the Oilers. In fact, you know, made quite a few starts. Backed up Warren Moon. But Cody, Cody was right in the middle of that and still beloved by a lot of Oilers fans because he was, you know, Cowboys had a lot of quarterbacks like that. Hogaboom was like that. Steve Walsh was like that for a little bit. Who was before Walsh? It would have been, Berline had a little bit of run for the Cowboys. The backup quarterback was always someone the fans loved. You know, it's like, Hogaboom's better than Danny White. You know, there was a huge controversy years ago between Danny White and Gary Hogaboom. And, it was so interesting. And so I'm not saying there was always huge controversy in Houston, but the Oilers fans loved their backup quarterback. And it was at a time where you could stay. So I bet Cody hung around for like 9 years. If I had to guess, Cody Carlson was in the NFL for like 8 to 10 years because he was just he's a tall dude, had a great arm. He was the prototypical NFL style passer. And at Baylor until his senior year, of course, he switched out with the late great Tom Mickey, and Tom was from Angleton, and Cody, of course, was from San Antonio. Which is why, you know, he and Wetzel, I'm sure, buddies, because Wetzel is came out of the San Antonio area where he was a great high school coach. But really some fun stuff, always fun to run into Baylor royalty. Hit us up on the text toy if you had that poster. I know people in Waco did. Commander Cody and the Air Squadron. And it was all the Baylor receivers in their flight gear. And then Commander Cody was standing at the top of the little deal, whatever you call it. What's the deal you roll out there and then you climb onto the plane with? Steven, what do we call that?
Tarmac? Kind of
Tarmac's what the plane is parked on. This is the, basically what you climb up there on. We don't really do that when we get on flights now because we walk through that huge thing. Anyway, sometimes when you're at a small airport, you got to go up there on the steps and they'll roll them out there. And those guys had climbed up on that and had taken that picture, Commander Cody. So that was fun. And making my way around Waco, of course, Stephen, I went by a place. My dating life, I think, would have been so much better at Baylor if I'd had all these fancy coffee shops. You know, I was not a big go to the bars guy. But I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't, there were really no coffee shops back when I was going to school. And now you walk in, I walked into that Pinewood place yesterday. And I mean, that's heaven for college kids. I mean, and think of it, they have to drive all the way across town. I mean, that Common Grounds is great. That's right there by campus. But this Pinewood has such a cool vibe that they'll drive over there. Although maybe these are grad students. But it was covered up. I mean, it is an extremely popular coffee shop. And, you'll like this, Stephen, because I think he thought I was, like, maybe stalking him. I think I scared him in one of these gorgeous old neighborhoods, you know, like on Austin Avenue. I turned on like 23rd, and then I turned back onto Austin yesterday, and I quickly recognized some guy with this huge dog. Looked like he was out walking this bird dog. And I rolled down my window and I said, "Hey, you going to Carolina?" And it was none other than Taylor Bryan, Baylor football sports information director. The guy was over there trying to take a little downtime, walking his dog, and then the media shows up in his neighborhood. And so I think I spooked him. He kind of jerked around there real quick. So I said hello, but a car was coming, and I had to move on down the road. So it was good to run into all my Baylor people. And that was kind of fun. Okay, huge result last night. I'm watching my daughter's basketball game, seventh grade basketball game. But before that, I got there early, and so on my phone, I was able to watch the third and fourth quarters of the Baylor-UConn game. And it was close. It was nip and tuck. It was like 55-52 after three. Baylor had a really nice little lead that they'd gotten, but UConn closed it down, and I thought, oh, gosh, this is scary. Basically almost tied going to the fourth quarter at UConn. First couple minutes, neither team the fourth quarter could score. I mean, neither team could find the bucket. Baylor was playing great defense, but just it wasn't falling. And I got to say, you know, Taya Cooper's become one of my all-time favorites. I mean, she is big time.
And she was great again last night.
Oh, she is a superstar. I mean, we got to get those turnovers down a little bit, but she's passing the ball well. Her three-point shot looks awesome. I mean, she just is money. And they went into a tough environment. But the one I have to say, Stephen, Nalissa Smith. What is Nalissa? Is she 6'2"? It's amazing how tall some of these girls are. I thought Taya would have been like a little point guard, and I looked it up last night. She's like 5'8". I mean, you realize when we went to high school, Stephen, a 5'8 girl, I mean, we were like intimidated by it. Like, whoa, that's a tall girl. You know, now that's a in college women's basketball, 5'8", 5'9", your starting point guard. So I did not realize Taya was that tall even, but it's because she's out there with all those trees. Didi didn't have a good offensive game, Didi Richards, but had some great passes, contest every shot, steals the ball a lot, just an excellent player. But Nalissa Smith, with the game on the line, just went crazy. I mean, literally, they couldn't stop her. She's a great finisher in traffic. Steven, you know that Scott Drew's a great friend of mine, and so the Baylor men, I mean, that's where I'll follow them. I always go to wherever they end up, NCAA tournament. I mean, that's my team, always has been. And I always get excited for the women, but I don't really watch anything until we get to the until the Bears, Lady Bears get to the NCAA tournament. And there I was, the last few games, I've gotten into this thing. This is a fun team to watch. And they closed that sucker down and beat them like 74-58 on the road. I wanted to see this. I wanted to hear this one thing. We can hear a little bit more stuff later, Stephen, if you want to. But this was this is, you talk about basketball royalty. Now, Kim is great. Kim's a Hall of Famer. But now, when it comes to women's basketball, Gino Auriemma from, or Auriemma, however you want to say that, is from UConn. Now, that's the greatest coach of all time. I mean, you got to put him up there close to what John Wooden did at UCLA. Gino's done every bit of that at UConn. I mean, this is one of the greatest coaches in college basketball, period, men or women. Listen to what he had to say moments after getting beat by Baylor.
We're not the same level they are. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. Like, that first half, they made a bunch of threes. That's not normally what they do. So if you put... if they're going to do that and play the way they play inside, that'd be hard to beat them. But in the second half, they made maybe two threes. That was it. But.
Steven, is that how you feel with me sometimes?
Mosley
blew through another break.
But, I mean, that's really rare to get. Like, that's resignation. That's not even anger from him, really, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just – and that's like that's not to say Geno doesn't think that they couldn't beat them if they got another game, but that was just more like tonight there was nothing we were going to do about it.
Steven, I hate to even say something like this, but are we threatening to become the show of record for Lady Bear basketball? I mean, Q is close to that program.
You like to make us the show of record for all sports, so I'd say, yeah, it's probably fair at this point.
I think Kim loves Q. I mean, and she loves Paul. I think she even likes Smokey probably, you know, she probably goes back and forth on Smokey because Smokey, you know, he's a tough dude, and I bet he gets under her skin sometimes. But, Steven, I mean, I'm kind of falling for this program. At some point, I may just open it up for calls on the Lady Bears.
Before we go to break, do you want to hear Kim Mulkey serenade the media last night?
Yeah, what was that about? I do want to hear this. Kim Mulkey, this is a post-game news conference.
Here. Yes. Here, so, you heard Geno talk about the three-pointers. So, it starts with a question with a reporter asking Taya Cooper about how many threes she took in that game and if that was kind of unusual for her.
Taya, you shot 11 threes. The team as a whole shot 21. You guys usually aren't, you're more of an inside team.
We're old school. Isn't that how we describe? Did you think that was old school? I tend to think it's timeless. That would be a better word. I had Kalani Brown at 6'7", Lauren Cox at 6'5". I'm not a genius, but I don't think I'm going to have them out there shooting threes. But we got a team that's different, so I'll help you. We will shoot the three ball if necessary. But go ahead. Had to get that in there. Old school. I'm from the old school. Y'all know that song?
Sing it some more.
Country music fans in here, raise your hand. Go look it up. John Conley, I'm from the old school. Thought you were too.
You know, she went to Louisiana Tech with somebody that's like a big-time country
Trace
singer.
Atkins.
That's it. Oh, he's got a great – have you ever heard his when he just talks? Like, Trace Atkins. I mean, he has got the greatest voice. I want you to come back with that song, okay? When we come back, we are going to talk about the Baylor coach search. And we're going to hear a little John Conley, old school, if Steven can find that. But I'm going to give you the latest on everything I'm hearing. After my investigation, I blew into town. I put my ear to the ground. I was on the phone till about 2 a.m. last night talking Baylor, talking this search. I'm going to try to share with you what I'm hearing. That's next.
The top two teams in the Big 12 preseason polls square off this Saturday as the Bears visit the Kansas Jayhawks. 11:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. High noon tip-off with John Morris and Pat Nunley. Bears, Jayhawks, round one. This Saturday, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals. On 2020 Silverados, great deals on remaining 2019 models, huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Touchdown! At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
is here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services and their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copy service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
You say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
Listen to that. Where hearts stay true, the old school. Steven, you almost get a tear in your eye listening to that. Is that Conley? Is that John Conley?
That's John Conley.
Man, he was big. John Conley. That kind of gets back into Millsap, George Jones. That's kind of back in that era a little bit. John Conley. But that's somebody that grew up where Kim Mulkey did and went to and played college basketball in Ruston, Louisiana. That's something she would know. That's from her era. And love hearing her singing that song last night at the news conference. You know, Kim is one of those people in life. She's an incredible coach, one of the great coaches of all time in college basketball. But, you know, Steven, there are people that wake up in the morning with, like, chips on their shoulder. And Kim always, you know, she, even though Baylor's at the top of the mountain right now, defending national champions, Kim is someone that has always, you know, she's had to overcome adversity. She wasn't the tallest girl ever to play, college basketball, but she became an unbelievable Hall of Famer, All-American type player, playing point guard. And she was big time, but she's someone. So I love this fact that somehow it's offensive to her that people have labeled Baylor as an old school team. And so she said she prefers the word timeless. And of course, this comes on the heels of Baylor's 74-58 victory over UConn. The title sponsor, the grand poobah of the Matt Mosley Show, the great Jim Turner. I was emailing with Jim last night, just going back and forth, just seeing what he was up to. And Jim had already talked to Kim. And for people that don't remember that story, our guy and our great friend of the show, Jim Turner, huge Baylor supporter, Baylor booster, former Baylor basketball player. It was he and Tom Stanton all those years ago who went and had a conversation with Kim Mulkey. And Jim never goes around trying to take credit for that. And again, basically, he told us that story, or told me that story, one time. You remember that, Steven? I think he was on the air with us one day. But he was part of that search committee of like two or three who went out on that expedition, and they brought back Kim Mulkey. And we were very fortunate that Louisiana Tech did not know what it was doing and refused to offer her security or any type of a long-term deal. And because of the indecision, the indecisive nature, nature of how they did that, the Bears ended up with Kim Mulkey as their head coach. So anyway, Jim had already talked to her last night. We're excited for the Lady Bears as they get to what do you think, Steven? You think by next Monday they'll be sitting? They beat the number one team in the country on the road. That should get them from like number six to number two at least. Who beat the Lady Bears? Remind me.
South Carolina beat them. That was a game that Lauren Cox missed. But, yeah, it was South Carolina that beat them in a tournament over the Thanksgiving holiday.
That had to be. So, Taya, was that Taya against her old team? That had to be tough.
Yes.
Well, that'll happen. You know, there might be another matchup in the NCAA tournament. Taya will get another bite of the apple because South Carolina – and that coach at South Carolina, her first name is Dawn.
Dawn Staley.
Whoa. Now that's a coach. Dawn Staley's done a great job there. I also like that coach at Mississippi State, I think it is. That's a good coach. I have labeled some really good women's basketball coaches. What I've found, Stephen, UConn has a good one. Mississippi State has a good one. South Carolina has a good one. Notre Dame has a good one. And last night, hey, Steven, this is going to shock you. You know how huge I am into men's basketball, NCAA. But last night I'm peeking around, lots of upsets in women's basketball. The Tar Heels knock off the Duke Blue Devils. Are you getting kind of shocked by this women's basketball knowledge, Stephen?
I love this. I think we might replace Campus Confidential with like Coast to Coast, and it's just your women's basketball talk.
Man, I know, Stephen, you're just and we've got the great thing about that is we do have a lot of listeners. Text us.
Hey,
if
I mean, my parents are Lady Bears season ticket holders. I've been to plenty of games at the Farrell Center.
Text us if you're enjoying the show transitioning into mainly a Lady Bears show. 254-662-1660. Have we gotten approval from Smokey to transition to becoming mostly Lady Bears talk? Do you think he would sign off on that, Steven? Do I need to get his permission?
I think if we get some sponsors, it'll be fine.
That's right. Hey, by the way, that's one of the reasons I was in town. Woo! We got some people that are taking a long look at the Mosley Show. I'm excited about that. All right, Baylor coach search. You know what? I love it. If y'all want to throw your names in the hat, not your specific names. Like this is not a time to hear from Steven Rosebud. Like, hey, I want to take it. No. If you've got a name you've just fallen in love with for the coach at Baylor football, you know, let us know. I always like our people to weigh in. I love their opinions. Love hearing from our folks. You can call in or you can text in. The number is 254-662-1660. But let me tell you what I'm hearing. I think the thing's moving along pretty well. Yesterday there were rumors that were people tracking, I believe, a certain jet, a certain plane that may have landed in Louisiana, but I don't think that turned out to be really anything. This time of year, man, we're tracking stuff all over the place. I do know, I hate to shoot down what was a fun rumor from yesterday, there was no interview. I can say that with 100% accuracy. No interview took place. for Baylor football. I can shoot that one down, sadly. And I'm not one of these guys who loves to shoot down rumors. I always like, hey, I hope that rumor's true. I'm never one of these guys on Twitter who's like, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. No, I like these things, man. I want them to be true. But that one did not happen. There was no interview yesterday. Okay, here's what's happened. The list, I believe, is being finalized. I think the list is close to being complete. Now you've got to vet. You got to decide. Some of these people can be interviewed. Some of them, you're either going to have to get them or not get them. You know what I mean? You don't, like, let's say Gundy was involved. I'm using a hypothetical because I don't think he is. I really think Mike Gundy, Baylor's beaten them two straight years with probably a depleted, especially 2 years ago, with a depleted roster. And I think, sadly, Gundy's lost some of his luster. He's not as exciting as a candidate as he would have been. But if Baylor were going to hire Mike Gundy, you just have to go do it. You don't go interview Mike Gundy. You don't meet up with him somewhere. You know enough about Gundy, you're going to do it. There's another coach like that in the group of five schools that just can't afford to be running around interviewing. You know what I mean? If you get him, you get him. You just go get him. You say, okay, this is our coach. You vet him enough, and so there are coaches kind of like that. Now, all the people you might be thinking of are definitely guys that are going to be in the mix. Steven, here's what you do. Here's what our people need to do if they really want to do. Okay, how do I do this, Mosley? How do I do a coach search? Well, you take the group of five schools, and that is UCF, Navy, you know, the schools that are doing extremely well. Temple in the past, obviously that's where Rule came from. So you look at the last search, you look at those schools, and you start counting them up. And you go, who had 10 wins? Who's been having 10-win seasons? That'll help you out. That's why Heupel has to at least be on the list. Some of the success he's had at UCF. You know, you got to look at Cincinnati and look at Luke Fickell, defensive coordinator. Now, here's what Baylor has to do that other schools don't have to do. Like P.J. Fleck's probably not a fit at Minnesota. Now, you say, well, this guy's a great coach. He is. I love all his motivational tools, all that kind of stuff. But now, you know, first of all, I don't know if Baylor's even really what he wants to do right now. He's probably headed for more of a blue blood program, although Baylor, again, great job. What do we think Baylor is in the Big 12? Okay, there's 10 schools in the Big 12 right now. From a football perspective, I'm not going to say Baylor's a better job than Texas, although right now Baylor is a better program than Texas. I'm not going to say it's a better coaching job than OU, because OU has every bit of blue blood history and all that, so I'm not going to do that. But I can make the argument that Baylor is the third best coaching job in the Big 12. Now, you might say to me, Steven, what about my Horned Frogs? Well, that is I do think Gary's turned that into a juggernaut. I mean, that's an awesome job because of what he's done there. They've got great backing. They've got great money. I think Baylor and TCU's facilities aren't that far apart. I think both schools have great facilities. I just think by the way the Baylor program's momentum is headed right now, that Baylor might be a little bit better job than TCU. So don't get your feelings hurt, Steven, but I think even you might agree with that a little bit. So Baylor is, let's say Baylor's third best job. So there's a ton of people that want this job. Now what you also have is a great in-house option. Joey McGuire is a wonderful motivator. He's a great leader. He's just a really terrific guy. And I'll just be completely transparent. Joey is a friend of mine. Okay, so but what I don't want to do, because I don't even think this helps Joey. I don't want to be on here every day lobbying and advocating. I think Joey sometimes cringes a little bit that everybody's come so strong on social media. I think all that's great, and I'm not saying that's hurting him at all, but I just think Mac Rhodes is paid to kind of be, you know, put his blinders on and get this thing done like he needs to get it. So I don't think any of these players, anybody on radio, any of the Baylor fandom, got to watch that, Steven. You gotta watch that. I know how I phrase these things.
Be careful.
Any of the Baylor fandom, the Baylor Bears. I don't think Mac is impacted by that at all. What he's doing right now is his due diligence, looking at all these other candidates, and then he might get to the point where he goes, it's better for our program moving forward. We think Joey's ready. Would it have been better for Joey to get a couple more years with Matt, or at least one more year? Absolutely. Joey went from tight ends coach over to defense, had a huge impact. They put Joey, Phil Snow said, hey, Joey, you're in charge of turnovers, takeaways. How many takeaways you think we had? Think Baylor had this year? 40 sacks, I think 30 takeaways, over 30 takeaways. I mean, Joey played a huge role in that. So it is fascinating to watch this all play out. But I just kind of wanted to, Stephen, did you like that? I just kind of wanted to let everybody know the lay of the land, the way everything's going right now. Was that did you like that?
Yes, I do like that. We did. I can just throw these names out before we go to break. We had a couple people text in some suggestions or some names that they want as the next head coach. Ryan and Irving says PJ Fleck. He wants Baylor to row the boat.
Oh, did I not finish that, the Fleck thing? I'll do that at some point, maybe a little more. But what I was getting at was at Baylor, there's a real specific thing that needs to happen. You need to be, and again, I'm not going to say Art was some kind of missionary at all, but you've got to embrace and lean into Baylor's mission. Baylor, you know, a Christian emphasis focused deal. You can't come in here if you're kind of heathens need not apply. That doesn't mean, hey, we're all sinners. We all got stuff in our past. We'd rather not be out there. Okay, I'm not saying you got to be squeaky clean, but you've got to really lean in and embrace Baylor's Christian emphasis. Nothing against PJ. Let's just say that's really not where PJ's leaning. Okay, all right, go ahead.
And then a couple. Obviously, Joe McGuire is a popular choice among players and the fans. A couple people suggested that. One Joe McGuire suggestion, Blaine in Waco said, promote Joey and then try to pry Graham Harrell from USC as the OC, as a top 10 paid coordinator. Graham had some interest in the Texas job and then turned that down earlier this offseason, and for the moment is staying with the Trojans.
That is a very interesting name, and it's a very interesting idea. I can tell you now that is true, not the Graham Harrell part, but the thought is the guys, whoever said that or the woman, is on the money, because I think Baylor would put Joey McGuire or try to put Joey McGuire, and Joey knows this, with an incredibly experienced, maybe even a former college head coach, as his offensive or defense coordinator. I do think that's something that probably is in the mix. And I know somebody who's really vying for that as we speak. Would probably like to be the head coach, but I don't see that happening. So anyway, good stuff from our people. All right, we need to do this up. We are going to hear, we had a really interesting interview. Somebody was able to shed light on what all had been happening with the Cowboys. It's a former coach who just got fired. He joins the Matt Mosley Show next.
The defending national champion Baylor Lady Bears step out of conference play for a matchup with UConn tonight. 5:30 for the Lady Bears countdown to tip-off, presented by the Baylor Bear Foundation. 6 p.m. tip-off with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett. It's the Lady Bears and the Huskies tonight here on the home of Lady Bear Basketball, ESPN Central Texas.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites. Choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount. Get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
If you have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something, then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The Lady Bears defeated number one UConn 74-58 on Thursday night. While it was a statement win for Baylor, after the game, Coach Mulkey said there's still a lot of work to do.
We get on a plane and fly 4 hours, and we've got a very important game Sunday at home against Oklahoma State. We're trying to win our 10th consecutive Big 12 title. We're trying to get a good seed in the NCAA tournament. I don't think there is one team that's just head and shoulders above anybody. I think there's about six teams that have the ability and the talent and the coaching to win it all this year.
Tomorrow, the number 4-ranked Baylor men have a big top five matchup with number 3-ranked Kansas. Broadcast starts at 11:30, tip-off at noon on ESPN Central Texas. And the NFL playoff weekend gets underway tomorrow as well. You can hear that on Fox Sports Central Texas, starting with the 49ers and Vikings at 3 o'clock.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, ESPN Central Texas, and just flying through a Friday. Cannot believe the week has already come to an end. Just a crazy time in the life of Baylor Athletics. We've been all over this. I mean, honestly, it's over. You know, I'm just so, after all these years, I know Smokey's kind of the same way, all these years of digging in and covering these Cowboys. Generally, if there's a Cowboys search or a Cowboys hire, that trumps everything. But where we are, and of course, you know, my having had such a long-standing relationship with Baylor, growing up in the Baylor family like I have. I mean, you know, this search and now the Lady Bears beating UConn, that has almost trumped everything. But this Cowboys thing, really interesting. We had the opportunity yesterday. It's a guy I have known for a while and I really admire. He's a quiet kind of boy. He did not do much with the media, but he was the wide receivers coach the last 2 years under Jason Garrett in the Cowboys. And he thought he was going to have a chance to stay under Mike McCarthy. He was one of these coaches coming in, trying to do his job, not knowing what was going to happen to him. Well, 2 days ago, he finds out he's done. He's finished with the Cowboys. And I said, hey, I'd love to have you on. And he said, hey, I'll do it. So this is Sanjay Lau, Baylor wide receivers coach, or excuse me, maybe we'll bring him to Baylor now. He is the Cowboys wide receivers coach talking about all of these interesting things. Amari Cooper, what happened to him? How'd Michael Gallup get so good all of a sudden? What happened with this team? Why weren't they able to achieve everything? Sanjay Lau joining us on ESPN Central Texas, and here is that interview.
Sanjay, are you is the phone ringing? Or have you been able to kind of, are you able to transition immediately when something like this happens, or does it take a little time? What are these couple of few days going to be like?
Yeah, it's been quick, because I honestly thought I was staying till really 2 days ago, so I have to quickly get my competitive mode into getting a job rather than trying to make Michael Gallup take another leap. So as a coach, you just have to do it and change your mindset.
Yeah, and glad you brought that name up. That's a guy who did, he already made a huge leap this season, and over 1,000 yards, and really the numbers were strong. Now, the bottom line numbers is what, unfortunately, and of course, you came well into the Jason Garrett era. You got a couple of years with these guys. Where did you see Gallup specifically make the biggest leap this year? I know the numbers kind of jump out at you, but from a standpoint of either being better on his routes or being a more mature receiver, what were the biggest things that he did that allowed him to have so much success in his second year in the league?
I would start with his routes. Really, he started understanding his own body. Like, we put a lot of emphasis on exploding off the ball. And when you do that to a receiver at the top of the route, you're somewhat out of control, because you've never been told to run your stem as fast as I believe and we believe we wanted them to do it. So sometimes that's a process. What he's really started doing, and if you watch his in cuts, he can hit that speed turn really at almost top speed, and he really got really, really good at body control, dropping his hips, understanding where his leverage was, and just ripping through cuts. And in turn, that gave him a lot of confidence to go attack the ball. I would say that was a big part. And then just understanding how to defeat a defense, how DBs were playing him, understanding that how to manipulate their hips. Like, if you look at the cover zero touchdown he caught in the Redskin game, he stayed straight on his stem and trusted as he was closing the cushion that the DB would flip his hips towards him, and he was able to cross face. That was a huge growth for him. One, recognizing the coverage; two, understanding how to defeat it. And then his athletic abilities came into play. He caught the ball, ripped through some contact, and scored. So I would say all of the above. He just did a great job this year.
Sanjay Lau, the Cowboys wide receivers coach, now out on the market, did a really nice job for the last couple of years coaching the wide receivers. Coach, what was that, that had to be very surreal, strange, probably not the first time you've been through a regime change, but to be in the dark, not only about, okay, who's the new coach going to be, but the Cowboys, you know, they do things a little differently, as you probably found. They didn't exactly move quickly to end things with Garrett. What were you hearing through this process, and how tough was that on you and the family as you kind of waited to get some form of closure on this?
Yeah, it was different. When I left Indy, they let go of Chuck Pagano Sunday night right after the game. And then the next morning, Chris Ballard came to all the offices and spoke to each coach individually and explained, like, hey, you're staying, or hey, you're not. So that really never happened, because our head coach was still, I think, fighting for his job. But my nature is to go in my office, do work, and keep my head down rather than get into the what-ifs and all that. So I just kept it low-key. But to be honest, every day you would hear something different, and then there was, like, periods of hope, periods of, well, maybe I'll stay even though there's a change, and you just get involved in that. And in the meantime, you're just trying to get your stuff ready in case the worst case happens and you have to go interview again. So
we lost Sanjay there, and we'll get him back. We'll get him back on the horn there. He may have gone through a low area, and Stephen, as only Stephen can do, got Sanjay going again. We might have gotten a bad sell there, Sanjay, but we were talking about you kind of getting back in there and now being ready for the interview process. Before we kind of move on and talk about what's next for you, I also want to ask you about Amari. Amari Cooper, obviously, at times this season looked like one of the best wide receivers in the league. But for whatever reason, even though he was y'all did a great job of transitioning him in last year and getting him acclimated quickly, his numbers dropped off precipitously in the final, whatever it was, 7-8 games of the season. What do you think was the biggest reason for that? Was it an injury? Was he banged up? What do you think kind of allowed him to struggle like that down the stretch?
So I'll first say, if I could pinpoint it, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hard part, answering you completely honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, he's got an ankle sprain. Well, let's fix that and figure out what he can do. I think you got to go back to training camp, honestly, that he missed most of training camp. And then he battled some injuries in the middle part of the season. And quite honestly, he wasn't able to practice like he should have, really, for most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, was he banged up? Yes. Is everyone banged up? Yes. Is he in the best shape he could be in? No. And no fault of his own, he wasn't able to practice, really, starting in training camp. And then there was a few weeks there where he didn't practice till Friday. And even on Friday, he was just managing things. So, in fairness to him, I don't think he was at his highest and best. And as a coach, you wrestle with, is he toughing it out and playing when some guys wouldn't? Or could he just shrug this off like it's nothing? You don't really know. I was once told, it's very easy to be tough with another man's body, and you never want to make those determinations for the player because that's how you lose a guy. He's genuinely fighting through things and can't give any more than he is. What right do you have to call him out on that? So I know I'm not really answering it, but the answer is I don't have a concrete answer. I think it's a combination of a lot of different things, and then when you're not at your best physically, does your confidence wane a little bit? Are you that dog that you were against Green Bay when you're feeling good? So that's my answer, really.
Yeah. And just to clarify, when you say he wasn't in shape, you're not saying that, are you saying that when he came to training camp, he wasn't really in shape, or are you just saying he wasn't like peak physically injury-wise?
No, so let me clarify, because things always get taken out of context.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, he came into training camp in great shape.
Okay.
I'm saying when we got, what did we get, a week and a half in and he got hurt?
Yes.
With the heel. So he's really out for 3.5-4 weeks. And if you can't run for 3.5-4 weeks, you're always playing catch-up in your fitness. So instead of being able to go 10 plays hard, maybe it's down to 4 plays hard. And then you get these nagging things as the season goes. So to clarify, so things don't get misread, he came into camp in great shape. The nature of all his injuries lessened that. And he battled it all season.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be interesting. They'll have decisions to make moving forward. You were a big part of the third down. For people that don't know that, Sanjay Lau, Cowboys wide receivers coach, joining us. He'll move on to his next gig as the Cowboys have a regime change. You did the third down offense and were, you know, the passing game, all of that, and you had a huge role in that, and y'all put up some really good numbers on third down. Let me ask you this, though. You got a brand new play caller. He'd never done it before. Now, you've been around. You had some people. You know, Garrett has been a play caller in the NFL before, but you were breaking in a young guy. How is that? Like the operation of that. I'm not even talking about during the week. When you get in a game and you got a brand new play caller, what is that like? Did it work fine? Was it difficult? What was that experience like?
That's a good question, because when we went into the first game, I was like, I wonder how this is going to go, because I've been with 11 coordinators in 13 years, and some very big names, very established guys, and some of them had great feel for calling games, and some of them's strengths were more on the designing plays, and the play calling was not as refined or as fluid as some. So I didn't know how Kellen was going to be, to be honest. I was like, boy, this will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what impressed me was he got the plays in with plenty of time. He said the verbiage perfectly. There wasn't, wait a minute, this, oh, no, change that to this. There was none of that. He was on his game, play calling. And really, that game went really, really well for us. And I can honestly say, for a guy who's never done it before, mm-hmm. or never done it at the NFL level, I think it was very fluid in that first game.
All right, there he was. Some good stuff from Sanjay Lau, the former Cowboys wide receivers coach. Just let go. And the day after he was let go, came on with us. I thought that was some really interesting insight that he was able to share with us. Okay, it is time for Campus Confidential. Now, every Campus Confidential lately, until this Baylor coach is hired, we'll try to have some insight. We'll continue to let you weigh in. I know some of you have your thoughts. Joey McGuire is on the tip of a lot of tongues. You guys want that. That's a name that you like. We'll continue to talk about that. But some huge news in the SEC West. A new coach hired by Mississippi State, and it will forever change that division. We discuss next.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Set your aim high in 2020 with the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Connect, host, work, and play in an upscale environment featuring chef-driven cuisine, business amenities, and events with the entire family in mind. ESPN Central Texas listeners receive a preferred joining incentive by mentioning this ad. Contact April or Stephanie today at 254-710-8080 to align your personal and professional goals at the Baylor Club.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point, you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. and all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, ESPN Central Texas, Matt Mosley Show, with Stephen Simcox, of course, as we begin our coverage, our college football coverage. We can you can continue to weigh in on what you want in the next Baylor football coach. The search continues. Campus Confidential, we talk college football pretty much every day of the year here. And we're going to continue to do that. The one thing I would say is I spent some time in Waco and throughout Central Texas yesterday. This is a huge. Baylor's got to get this thing right, and they're trying everything, and they are trying to leave no stone unturned on this thing. To answer some of your questions about P.J. Fleck. Earlier, somebody was saying that on the Bush's Chicken text line, 254-662-1660, if you want to call us or weigh in on this Baylor coaching search. I just don't think Fleck – I did the same thing. I kind of looked into this to see, okay, where would Fleck fit into a possible Baylor coaching search? From a missional standpoint, you know, you've got to have somebody who kind of is aware and has a really kind of understanding of Baylor's Christian foundation, that mission. And not to say P.J. Fleck, he may be a God-fearing man. I don't really know all that about him. I just don't think right now where he is kind of in his approach and what he's doing, you know, Rule was a fit there. Rule was a great fit. He kind of came from that part. So, you know, that's something Baylor also, in addition to needing someone who embraces what Baylor's mission is as a university, you need a great football coach. You need somebody who can go out there and flat out win. You need high character type individual. So Fleck checks some of the boxes. Nobody's going to check all the boxes perfectly, but it is very important to the Baylor. And all I'm telling you is what I kind of have heard over the years. What goes into these searches. And I'll just say, don't ever underestimate the Christian mission-focused, all of that kind of stuff that comes with Baylor. You know, being a believer, being someone who lives their faith. Now, was Art the great, like, was he someone that every time the church doors were open, was he the Grant Taff in that area? No, he wasn't. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to be the next Billy Graham to be the head coach at Baylor. You just have to understand and know that has to be a part of it. I don't get the sense that P.J. Fleck's faith is really that, you know, that's not, and that's okay. Again, we're not going around, oh, wait, he didn't go to church last Sunday. We're not doing that.
He's just not going to be very vocal about it. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
I am. Thanks, Stephen. Did you want me to get at something?
No.
I appreciate it.
All the heathens can apply at TCU. We're a little more lax about it. We'll kind of let you do your thing.
That's really what I'm saying. Baylor is a little bit more. Baylor really has to look a little harder, maybe, than the Frogs do. Although, Stephen, as you tell me, what that Frog affiliation, what's that called, Disciples of Christ?
That's correct, yes.
Have you ever sampled a Disciples of Christ church? I am kind of curious about that. Did you ever, like, there's one big one on campus.
Yeah, there's one right by campus. I never did. I kind of wish I would have. I guess I still can. Yeah. I mean, there's one in Waco, I know.
Oh, really?
What is it called? I can't remember what it's called, but I've seen it. Like, I think it's over kind of around the Lake Eyre area. But, yeah, I never have. I mean, I've heard some Disciples of Christ speakers speak at different events, but I've never been, like, in the congregation, yeah, in the,
like,
pew.
Baylor's one of the few places in the country, though, where people really, like, nobody's ever on the TCU campus asking Gary, hey, Gary, where do you go to church? Like, that's just not coming up. Like, it after about 2 weeks of the new coach being, like, somebody's already asked Joey McGuire. Joey McGuire wants to be the next head coach of Baylor. And Baylor obviously is going to think about that because Joey is unbelievable. He's a great leader, great guy. But I promise you, over the last couple of weeks, as people have gotten to know McGuire a little closer, one of the questions that's come up is, hey, Joey, where do you go to church? That's what people that move to Dallas or move to Waco from other parts of the country, they always have told me, and I never thought about that, but they said that's one of the strangest questions that they never got, like, in the Northeast. But that upon, like, arriving in Texas, they say they always get the question.
You go to church anywhere?
Hey, where do you go to church? And they say that's just never something they've
ever
been
asked. You need a
place
to go on Sunday? We eat at Rose's after we go down there. It's great.
That's what we do. That's what we do. How's Temple Bible? Is that a little bit of a drive for you in Waco? I think it's worth it. Dr. Bowers, does he have a doctorate? Chase Bowers,
I'm not sure.
Has a, yeah, yeah. I'm going to call him Dr. Bowers.
Dr. Bowers, he's great.
I like that. Yeah, hey, he's worth it. He's worth your drive. You know, people say it's 30 minutes to Temple. I think you can make it in 20. I think you can make it over there to Temple Bible. Although that church where my buddy Blair Browning goes to, what's that thing called? Out by a creek? What's the something Creek Baptist? Harris Creek? Does that sound right to you?
Oh,
they've,
yeah,
they've got some pastor. Whoa, Stephen, if y'all move into Waco, no offense to Bowers, but they love this new pastor. Harris Creek, that's all they talk about. I wish I could remember the guy's name. Oh, my gosh. It's like, I mean, it's like the second coming has arrived out there at Harris Creek. They got some pastor that came from Watermark, and it's like changed the whole countryside. People are flocking out there to the church on the creek. All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. There's our religious hour. We'll get that out of the way. Stephen, one thing before, and you, by the way, go to the text toy anytime you want to, Stephen. You just say, hey, Mosley, we have got to go to the Bush's Chicken text line because we have some good thoughts. 254-662-1660. I love our people weighing in. Love our audience. Man, we've got a good one. And we got a smart audience. I know everybody thinks, oh, we got the greatest audience in the world. Our people, we got surgeons. We got the Air Force General surgeon in Temple. We got my buddy Lance Ellis. He's an orthopedic surgeon. We got Dr. David Haynes, Baylor team doctor, orthopedic surgeon. I mean, it's just kind of remarkable how learned our audience is, and so I'm happy about that. I like having a really highly intelligent audience, so that's fun. Okay, what else is going on in college football, Stephen? We need to mention Mississippi State goes and hires, unbelievable. They tried to hire their former player student Joe Judge, but he ended up being the head coach of the New York Giants. Oh, he had a great news conference. Now we're all excited. Joe Judge, the next big thing for me. Okay, wake me up when he wins something, but fine. Okay, let's get excited about Joe Judge. Mississippi State goes
Matt,
and hires.
Yesterday, yeah. Judge said they were going to be a blue-collar football team, and they were going to work hard.
To represent that part of the country, yeah.
That's right.
We're going to tackle. We're going to put the pads on, and we're actually going to hit in practice. Oh, man.
The funny thing
nobody's
is,
nobody's ever done that.
Like, you know, he told Gettleman that, and Gettleman's eyes just lit up. He was like, oh, my gosh. I can get rid of these computer people now.
We're going to actually hit in practice. That's one of Rule's big thing. You remember how, isn't it funny how things become, when you win, all that stuff goes away? Like, when we were 1-11, when the Bears were 1-11, Can you you remember those Oklahoma drills seem pretty silly. We're doing Oklahoma drills before the game. God.
Everybody was injured, and everyone was questioning the strength coach, new strength coach. They were like, get out of here.
Give me a break. Yeah, yeah. They win a game. It's like, oh, yeah, Oklahoma drills are cool. Let's bring Oklahoma drills back. Yeah, that's interesting how that works out. What I'm getting at, Mike Leach, the great Mike Leach to Mississippi State. You're going to have Mike Leach. I mean, this is insane. And Lane Kiffin in the same division in the SEC West. I mean, think about this. Every year, Texas A&M will either go out there to face Mike Leach or Mike Leach will come to Aggieland. Mike Leach, who's always, I mean, when he those tech battles with A&M back then, when they were still in the Big 12, I mean, that was a lot of fun. Now they face each other again. Mississippi State football just got a lot more fun, and it was always interesting. Dan Mullen did a nice job there. In fact, years ago, 2013 or 14, they had, or maybe, yeah, I think it was when Dak was there, they were number one and two in the country, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. There was a time when they got really, really good. Now, I don't know if, you know, it seems like people have kind of caught up with the whole Mike Leach thing, what he does on offense, but he's still a fun guy. He says a bunch of weird things. I know his act's grown a little tired with you, Stephen. I've sensed that. But him in Starkville is kind of a funny image. And I just retweeted, Stephen, him doing some selfies.
I saw that.
He taught a government class at Mississippi State. First of all, I'm a little shocked that they have government classes at Mississippi State. I thought it was all, like, agriculture. Nothing. By the way, I love agriculture. Nothing wrong with that. Farmers are some of my favorite people. But I thought it was mostly agricultural classes there. And, boy, they've got a big government class. Stephen, would you like to hear some you think it'd be fun to kind of hear what he had to tell the government class today at Mississippi State?
Well, I know he taught a course at Washington State with, like, a former – I can't remember if it was a general or something like that. It was, like, insurgent warfare and strategic football, and it was the most – it was, like, the hottest class at Wazoo. So I'm sure that he's going to be involved there. But – this is something we've touched on in the past, Matt, this year, but I don't want to hear anything else from the SEC about the Big 12's brand of football because they are taking every air raid concept and coach available. They're going to get Mike Leach. Like, aside from Hal Mumme, they're getting the godfather of this spread you out, quick passing, like, smaller linemen, speed everywhere offense. So this is no longer the Big Boy Hit You in the Mouth conference. This is they're spreading it out and they're just ripping off the Big 12's brand and kind of repackaging it as their own. But I don't want to hear any more about how that soft football down here in Big 12 country, because everybody is getting these air raid coaches now.
I like what you're saying. I do. Although as you were saying it, I was thinking about LSU just crushing Oklahoma, and then sitting through that first half.
Oh yeah,
Georgia.
Well,
Georgia just big bodying Baylor.
They have
19
better
and nothing at the half.
They have better athletes. Just don't say the style is bad anymore, right? Like, yeah, the conference is better. I'm not going to argue that, especially at the top. LSU just absolutely curb stomped Oklahoma. But don't tell me that this is not a winning brand. Like, don't tell us that's not a winning brand of football. To, like, spread it out and throw it all over the yard, because they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just doing it with better athletes, and good for them.
By the way, I liked it the other day. I made a statement about, and I thought, oh, gosh, Baylor people are going to get mad at me, but I said the next coaching hire, Stephen, is someone that Baylor people would like to see grow old with the program. I said at the end of it, like what Gary Patterson has done at TCU, and then I just said, ducks, you know, because I thought, oh, my gosh, Baylor people are going to be mad at this. Within about 2 minutes, I get a message from Gary. He says, are you calling me old? I said, no, I'm complimenting you. He said, I know. He goes, I just want you to know I'm paying attention. So, Gary, oh, Gary Patterson, he's always out there. I think, Gary, if anybody has our app and is listening, I know we got a lot of people that stream us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, people that used to listen to 103.3. God, that station is in sad shape. They have come over to us, and Gary's one of them, man. Gary listens to us, and we appreciate that. On the app, the iPhone, you go to the App Store, and you put in Syntex Sports Fan. Syntex, C-E-N-T-E-X, Sports Fan. Okay, and that's how you do it. All right, here's what we're going to do now. Appreciate all that. Oh, Phil Snow's going to Carolina. I think a lot of you guys knew that was going to happen. That's the report. It looks like that Matt Rhule will take Baylor defense coordinator Phil Snow. I mean, I don't want to make it like not a big thing because absolutely we loved having Phil Snow on our show. The Baylor family loved Phil Snow as defense coordinator. Did an incredible job, but I don't think any of us would be shocked to know that Matt Rhule is taking Phil Snow to Carolina. So. Just want to mention that, something Steven brought to our attention that we needed to get out there. Okay, here's what we do now. And Steven, by the way, first of the next segment, if people want to continue to throw names out for this Baylor thing, we'll hit those, okay? 254-662-1660. Love hearing from our people. But next, we also need to talk about NFL divisional playoff weekend. All right, we're going to look at these matchups. Some interesting lines out there. Steven and I will make our picks, give you a little help in the betting area, and we'll talk about these matchups as we get ready for divisional playoff weekend. That is next on the Matt Mosley Show.
The top two teams in the Big 12 preseason polls square off this Saturday as the Bears visit the Kansas Jayhawks. 11:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. High noon tip-off with John Morris and Pat Nunley. Bears, Jayhawks, round one. This Saturday, here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy Truck Headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
This is Susan Kelly, and I want to congratulate Baylor's football team for its amazing performance this season. Since attending Baylor and later its law school, I've been dedicated to this community as a citizen and as a lawyer. If elected to the 19th District Court, I will continue this dedication, serving with honor and integrity. Early voting starts February 18th, and I ask for your vote. Happy New Year and justice for all.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites. Choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount. Get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services and their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copy service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The Lady Bears defeated number one UConn 74-58 on Thursday night. While it was a statement win for Baylor, after the game, Coach Mulkey said there's still a lot of work to do.
We get on a plane and fly 4 hours, and we've got a very important game Sunday at home against Oklahoma State. We're trying to win our 10th consecutive Big 12 title. We're trying to get a good seed in the NCAA tournament. I don't think there is one team that's just head and shoulders above anybody. I think there's about six teams that have the ability and the talent and the coaching to win it all this year.
Tomorrow, the number four ranked Baylor men have a big top five matchup with number three ranked Kansas. Broadcast starts at 11:30, tip off at noon on ESPN Central Texas. And the NFL playoff weekend gets underway tomorrow as well. You can hear that on Fox Sports Central Texas, starting with the 49ers and Vikings at 3 o'clock.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Ah, you hear the music. You know what it means.
What?
It that's right. Boomer and Tom Jackson. That is the ESPN primetime music. This must mean we're talking NFL football. Love this time of year. For people that don't really understand why they wait till December like 20th or whatever to have an NFL game on Saturdays at the end of the year, and then the playoffs, suddenly the NFL starts putting games on Saturday, and it's awesome because then we have games on Saturday and Sunday. Well, there's like a federal law, like FCC-type law, and I can tell you the history of it, but I don't want to bore you. There is a law that the NFL can't put on games because of college, high schools, all this other stuff, until a certain point in December. And I think it's like December 18th or 19th, and then suddenly the NFL can start putting games on Saturday, and then things get exciting, and I love it when we do this. Stephen Simcox, a man who loves a good line and loves to look at these things against the spread, the over-unders. Let's help our people. You know, we got people listening to us right now that want to, you know, they may want to make a little, they might need a little spending money, a little spending cash, train riding money, we call it. Let's help them out as we pick these games against the line. Stephen, take it away.
Starting on Saturday afternoon, the Vikings coming off a nice win on the road against the Saints. They travel to the Bay Area to take on the San Francisco 49ers. And this line, Matt, is the Niners favored by 7 points. Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo kind of making their first foray into the playoffs. Well, Shanahan was with the Falcons for a while, but at least as a head coach with this team. 6 seed versus the 1 seed, Niners 7-point favorites at home Saturday.
Okay, now the 49ers are obviously the better team. They're playing host. I really have liked what their quarterback, Garoppolo's shown a lot of poise down the stretch. Has Garoppolo been in this situation before? No, not really. I mean, this is high cotton for Garoppolo to step into. Mike Zimmer on the road, guy who got it done last week in an environment where he was the underdog, similar circumstances to going into the Saints. Do we trust Cousins to win two straight road games in the playoffs? No, I don't. But I do trust Zimmer to cover this line. Okay, Steven, if you're going to lock me in on 7, was hoping that thing might move up to 8, but if you are going to give me 7, I will take, I'm not picking them straight up, but I will take the Vikings to cover the 7 at San Francisco.
Man, this is an interesting game. The Vikings all year have done good work with their secondary, with their corners. They shut down a very explosive Saints pass offense last week. Obviously, the 49ers are built a little bit differently. They like to run the ball, and their defense is really good. I think the Niners win, but I'm going to take the Vikings to cover as well. I think they're in a nice little groove right now. Mike Zimmer's teams are always prepared. I don't really trust Kirk Cousins to win this game, but I trust him to cover. I think we both agree here. Vikings cover that 7-point spread. Saturday night, another wild card team that pulled off an upset last week. The Titans, coming off that win against the Patriots, are on the road at Baltimore facing Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Mark Ingram, Ravens running back, is expected to play. He's missed practice most of this week, but he'll be out there. Ravens are 10-point favorites in this one, Matt. Double-digit favorites against the Titans.
Okay, this is interesting. What the Titans did was very impressive. Love the coach, love what they did. But that was a beleaguered, beat-up Tom Brady that was feeling like some sort of the end of the dynasty moment. There was a lot of emotion tied up into that. This is a big line, especially for the playoffs, but my goodness, do I believe in the great Lamar Jackson? Yes, I do. Steven, have you looked, not to put you on the spot, have you taken a peek at the weather in Baltimore? Boy, the 10-point spread bothers me. I really want to take the Ravens here, but you know, the weather up there, now, if it's 38 or above and it's dry, I really kind of like, but again, even if it's not, Lamar's shown the ability to hold on to the ball, protect the ball. He's just so good.
Matt, we got really balmy weather in Baltimore tomorrow. 60 degrees at kickoff.
Man, that is unbelievable. 60 degrees at night in Baltimore? Okay, I hate doing this because that line scares me to death. But I think this is where the Titans season comes to a crashing halt, and give me the Ravens to cover the 10. I really don't totally feel great. So, listen, if you're going to go bet some money, this of the four lines, this is probably my weakest one. So don't get mad at me on this one. But if you have to make a pick here, I got the Ravens to cover.
Man, I would stay away from this one, too. Baltimore's so explosive, but I just think Tennessee's ability to run the ball and play keep away, even though I know that's what Baltimore likes to do as well, but can you keep Lamar Jackson off the field and get pressure on him? That line's just too big for me. I like the Titans to cover here. I think the Ravens will win, but I'm not sure they're going to cover a 10-point spread against a Titans team that plays good defense and runs the ball well with Derrick Henry. Sunday afternoon, the Texans, who got a nice overtime win against the Bills at home last Saturday, they will take on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Another double-digit line here, Matt. Chiefs 10-point favorites against the Texans tomorrow.
Chiefs, now this one is interesting because we know in week 6, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember, I was coming back from somewhere, And I took a peek at this thing, and the Texans took down these Chiefs. And I do think Mahomes was playing, but Mahomes wasn't completely himself. There's some things that the Texans do that I like. One of the things that worries me about them is, you saw even in that last playoff game, they came out incredibly slow. In fact, fell down 16-0. Again, I don't like, I think that line is a little big,
But I am going to go ahead and pick the Chiefs to cover the 10. Steven, did you look at the weather in Kansas City? Is it relatively mild? I would guess it's going to be like 40 or something like that. That's the only thing that would scare me
a
little bit.
I know
the weather.
I know in Lawrence it's supposed to snow because J-Mo was headed out there earlier than normal today. No, it's going to be cold and snowy. 22 degrees is the high, 13 degrees is the low, and 90% chance of snow. So it should be pretty nasty around kickoff.
Nasty weather in KC. So I'm going to lean toward the Texans covering the 10. I think the Chiefs win this game, but I don't like a big line in a huge weather game. And I think you'll see this line go down a little bit. So if you can lock it in on 10, I would take the Texans.
I'll agree with you there. The Chiefs did play really well against the Colts last year in a sort of a winter storm around this time at home. But I just think if it's going to be cold, if it's going to be snowy, if there's a lot of wind and that's a factor, I don't see this being a 10-point game. I think the Chiefs win, but I like the Texans to cover. Final game of the weekend.
Hey, by the way,
yes.
As we get into the playoffs and these things, the weather becomes even more of a factor, let's at least give a little thought. Let's give a little thought to getting the retired weatherman of Waco on with us. Rusty Garrett, the Rooster himself. I mean, that guy did it for a long, long time, Stephen. So let's, Rusty, I assume Rusty doesn't have anything to do. He's just retired, just kind of hanging out, listening to us every day. Let's get Rusty involved in the future with some weather type. We need to get his help. And don't get your feelings hurt. Some of these young weathercasters in the area, we like you too. These weather forecasters. In fact, somebody was out the other day doing it. Where was I yesterday? And I saw some weather person come on, giving a really good report. Anyway, let's get Rusty on the phone at some point, Steven. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's do that Seahawks-Packers line.
My great-grandmother had a framed picture of Rusty Garrett, and I realized later in my life that she had just cut out like a picture from the paper because she liked Rusty that much, and she put it in a frame. So for a short time as a kid, I wanted to be a weatherman because I thought that's how everyone felt about their local weatherman.
Well, that's how they feel about Rusty. I mean, you know, people like Robert Flores, who went on to ESPN, people like my buddy Brian Giesenslaw, they use Waco as a stepping stone to bigger things. I don't want to say better because I love Waco so much. But sometimes people just bunker down and want to stay. And that's one of the reasons we love Rusty Garrett. So, Steven, if you're 27, I would not rule out being a weatherman for you. At age 45, I'm going to go ahead and rule that out for my future, but I don't think you should rule it out, Steven. You've got a good on-air presence. I'd like to see, you know, they're probably going to make you kind of get out there and run a little bit. You know, they want you to be a tad bit thinner to be on the air, but I would not rule out being a weatherman.
Thanks, man, I guess.
No, I'm saying you're youthful. I think you've got a good TV presence, and I do want you to – we got to get that hair. We got to let it grow out like Rusty a little bit. I want you to do kind of what I've done recently and let the hair grow out. You got to finally let it grow out a little bit, and you got to get away from the McGregor style, all right? All right, okay, let's do this other line.
Seahawks at Packers, weather in Green Bay at kickoff, 22 degrees, chance of snow later in the game, probably towards the second half. Seahawks, Packers, Green Bay, 5-point favorites against Russell Wilson and Seattle.
What that means to me is that in a neutral type site, this is almost like a pick 'em. So the Vegas people, the smart folks out there, are basically, they're saying, okay, the Green Bay crowd, and they're saying, yeah, Green Bay might be a little better. I'll just say this. There have been a couple of games this year. Green Bay was really good this season. But there have been a couple of games where they just went out there, and you don't even know what happened.
Like, you look up and they'd be like San Diego. Remember, they go out to San Diego and you look up and it's like 22-7 or something awful. Like, they're just like, they're just not even in the game. They just get blown off the field. This worries me because I don't know how much I trust the Packers. I do like that they have a running game. You know I love Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to go with 5 points to play with. Give me the Seahawks to cover the 5. I just, you know, because if we're going to do a coaching matchup of Pete Carroll, I don't know why I said it like that.
Pete Carroll.
That's a very strange way to say it. Who's that head coach at Green Bay now? I forget.
Matt LaFleur.
Oh, I kind of like that guy. But give me the experience, the veteran nature of Pete Carroll. Seahawks to cover the 5.
I also am a fan of Pete Carroll in big games. And I like Russell Wilson as well. You're right. This Green Bay team is kind of confounding. They don't always make sense. Let's end this thing with a hot take. Seahawks cover. Seahawks win outright in Green Bay. Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf get to the NFC title game. Seahawks win in Packerland.
I love it. Simcox comes strong, ends it with a big pick, and he's a man who always was. You remember the only thing we knew about DK Metcalf when he was coming out of the draft was that he was just
jacked
beyond belief. And there was a bunch of pictures of him with his shirt off. Nobody knew if he was a good receiver. We just knew he was, like, the strongest looking. And it almost hurt his draft status. It's like, nope, he's just a great workout guy. I don't know if he's that great of a receiver. And now he's pretty awesome.
He measured at, like, 1.9% body fat at the combine. And they use that as a negative on him because people said it wasn't humanly possible. Like, nutritionists said that it's not humanly possible to have that little body fat on your body.
I bet the lowest I've ever had, even when I was like 160 or 165 when I got married at age 24, 25. I think I was 25 when I got married. I bet even then I was like 17. I bet that's about the best I've ever been. Maybe 15. Maybe I had a time in high school I was 50.
We had a health teacher in high school who was also a coach, and he measured us on a scale that told us what our body fat was. And I got on there, and I can't remember what it was, but I just remember distinctly, I was kind of surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. And I remember him telling me, I'll never forget this, he looked at me and said, well, not as bad as I thought it would be.
He said, you kind of have a doughy appearance, but your body fat looks pretty good. The worst, even, when they get a, you know, the worst instrument ever for guys like us who tend to pack on a little weight in the winter, those calipers. Oh, my gosh. Has anybody ever done one of those on you?
Yeah.
Just reach in there and grab your gut with a caliper. Oh, my gosh. What a pathetic deal that is. I mean, that's the worst. All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. Next, we'll talk about intermittent fasting, how you, too, can lose weight. No, we got Dismount coming up, and we lots of breaking news, lots of fun stories that we've been following, and news on the British Royals, the royal family, that's next.
Tim Mulkey and the Lady Bears, all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The sixth-ranked Lady Bears back home at the Farrell Center Sunday, hosting Oklahoma State. 12:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 1 p.m. tip-off Sunday for the Lady Bears and the Cowgirls.
This season, join Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Dinette for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3 month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A three-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
StarTex Propane, for all your propane and propane accessories in 20 counties with service to residential and commercial customers for over 45 years and is one of the largest independently owned propane companies in Texas. Refill your propane tank, stop by, or have it delivered. If you're tailgating, hunting, fishing, and camping, thank StarTex Propane. Looking for barbecue grills, outdoor kitchen, turkey cookers, space heaters, how about cast iron pots, pans, and more? StarTex Propane has everything you need. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, Facebook, or 752-6571.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The Lady Bears defeated number one UConn 74-58 on Thursday night. While it was a statement win for Baylor, after the game, Coach Mulkey said there's still a lot of work to do.
We get on a plane and fly 4 hours, and we've got a very important game Sunday at home against Oklahoma State. We're trying to win our 10th consecutive Big 12 title. We're trying to get a good seed in the NCAA tournament. I don't think there is one team that's just head and shoulders above anybody. I think there's about six teams that have the ability and the talent and the coaching to win it all this year.
Tomorrow, the number four ranked Baylor men have a big top five matchup with number three ranked Kansas. Broadcast starts at 11:30, tip off at noon on ESPN Central Texas. And the NFL playoff weekend gets underway tomorrow as well. You can hear that on Fox Sports Central Texas, starting with the 49ers and Vikings at 3 o'clock.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
It is the two of us flying through a Friday, monitoring the Baylor coach search. We'll do that throughout the weekend. We'll keep you up to date on everything. Smokey and Craig, Smoke, and then Q, the whole gang, we all try to do, we stay on Twitter, and any sort of developing news, we'll let you know. And also love the work our friends over at Sikkim 365, they're doing. That's always fun to kind of monitor them. You can follow me at Matt Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y, on Twitter. And then Steven will be at Simcox, S-I-M-C-O-X, Steven, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Steven, before we begin today, I know we got a lot to get to. I just thought you would like this. I got this awesome text message. I guess it was 2 days ago now. I meant to bring this up yesterday. And Big Jim Turner wanted, he was like trying to, his admin called me, the great Jim Turner, saying, hey, I need to, Jim needs to get a hold of you real quick. And I said, oh, goodness, what's Jim talking about? Well, it turns out, Stephen, that the greatness of Jim Howler, the longtime Baylor basketball coach who did such a great job back there with Vinny and then Terry Teagle, and then, of course, he recruited Michael the Quick Williams, Mr. Quick, we called him. He recruited a lot of those guys, and then, you know, kind of through the 80s, Carlos Briggs played for him. Just an awesome, I loved Jim Howler as a kid. okay? I was like 7 or 8 years old going to the SWC tournament, and so out of the blue, I get a text, and it was Jim Howler saying, I don't know if you remember, an old basketball coach, but I just want to tell you, you and Steven, I love listening to you guys every morning. And Steven, that was such a cool moment. It's like one of your boyhood heroes just dialing you up. And, Jim Howler and Grant Taff, two of my guys that I just worship because I love Baylor athletics. Am I allowed to say that, Steven, since I'm fourth generation Baylor?
You are,
I do? Yeah. Okay.
That's really cool. Thank you, Jim. That's nice to know. And, Matt, we need to get him on sometime because
totally.
I'll tell you, Jim can still talk Big 12 basketball. Like, Jim Howler is still plugged in. I've bumped into a few times, and he's like, we've crossed paths on different shows, and there are a few people that know Big 12 basketball better than Jim Howler does.
Yeah, I love Jim. I love how he sounds. I love that he still uses old phrases like, you know, he'll say somebody, Macy O'Teague is good from the charity stripe. I love it when he does that. He uses all the, oh, that's a crib shot. So anyway, I don't know if Jim's listening right now, but all his banking buddies are listening. Call Jim. Tell him Mosley was talking about him. And always fun to talk with Jim. And so that's two. By the way, they're on that board over there at the bank. Jeez, Howler, Jim Turner. My goodness. I mean, that's those are big wigs in the community right there. So, Steven, I'm nervous now that I know Jim's out there listening. I may change my approach and get very, you know, I may be a little more businesslike moving forward. Okay, Steven, take it away. It is time for the dismount.
Well, this particular dismount I don't think will help you become more businesslike, but it's Friday, so let's have a little fun. Matt, are you a fan of the show Family Feud?
I was back when I was a kid and Richard Dawson was the host. You know, Louie, and then Steve Harvey. I have not really, whoever kind of did it after Dawson, I did not really follow all these things. But I used to enjoy the Family Feud, yes.
Okay, so there's a version of Family Feud in Canada. Apparently it's new to Canada. So there's a fun fact for you. But last night, an episode aired, and there was a question about a particular cartoon character's favorite food, and the lady who was down there for her team didn't quite understand the question. Here's a clip.
Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
Show me spinach!
She said it with like
she
a
said
lot
it
of confidence.
With such confidence. And in the video, she's like dancing when she says it. She goes, chicken! And she starts like shimmying a little bit. Like she's so proud of herself.
Oh, no.
But she thought it was the popular chain Popeye's. And not the cartoon character, Popeye.
You remember that guy that used to, was it Wimpy or somebody? Like, there was another character on there. I feel like there was somebody that would eat burgers and stuff. But obviously, Popeye, by the way, I can't say that word. There's several words I can't say. That's always been one of them. How do you say that word?
Popeye?
Yeah. I only can say it, Popeye.
Are you serious right now? Try to say it. Really try to say
I've
it.
Never, there's just certain things I can't say. I can't. It's pie pie.
What do you mean you can't say
it? I just can't. I've never, like my entire childhood, this has been a problem.
What are some other words?
Like, I can't say, okay, what is it that lands on our house or like our cars and causes what kind of damage? What is that word?
Hail?
Yeah, I can't say that word. I say hail damage. And if people try to work with me and get me to say hail, like I can't. And then the other word I can't say is, okay, what route do you run if you're throwing to the back out of the backfield? you run a what kind of route?
A wheel
what kind
route?
Of route? Yeah. Say you say that. Say,
wheel?
Say that. Yeah, I can't. It's it for me. It's a wheel route. There's
a wheel. You could never be an NFL head coach. You'd be trying to tell Zeke Elliott to run a wheel route.
I literally have tried to like learn it on the air before, and I'll say, where?
This is great. This is a future segment.
Things mostly can't say. Like, I'm a professional broadcaster. I've had what some people would call a pretty solid career in radio, and there's just certain words I can't say. So anyway, it took us. I don't know how we got on that from chicken. From Popeye.
Because you can't say Popeye. You say what do you say again?
Popeye.
So do you go to Popeye's? Can you step foot in the building?
No. Like I didn't understand that whole thing, and I like Bush's chicken. I mean, I like all that stuff. It's not like I don't eat fried chicken. No, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I get the. Sometimes I'll get the spicy chicken. For years, I got the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's. I mean, but I just have zero interest in standing in one of those lines fighting for a... Now, I will go to Popeye. I will go to that place at the airport. Like, that's the one time if I'm at the airport. But I just don't... I've got zero interest for chicken sandwich. I mean... there's no chicken sandwich that's any different from the other.
That's just the
truth.
This one's good. I mean, they don't advertise with us, so I'm not going to give them a lot of free airtime, but it's a good chicken sandwich. Like, it's worth the wait in the drive-thru, Matt.
I would put anything Bush's had up against, and I'm not just because it's the Bush's chicken text line. There's nothing in the world that Bush's has that's not better than Popeye's.
Bush's is fantastic. Stevie Flores. Hey, what's up? Give me some coupons,
stop,
man.
Stop trying to. You always do. I'm going to do one now. Hold on. Shorty's Pizza. Chris Salazar. How about some coupons? I can't believe it.
Is this payola? Is this plugola?
I don't think so. Okay. These are our actual friends. I mean, that's not. Yeah. I mean, that's not payola when we talk about our actual buddies, even though you probably signed some contracts saying you would never do it. Of course, I'm a former lawyer. Or former law student, I won't sign anything.
There aren't a lot of contracts being thrown around MMM broadcasters.
I'm like on one of those 10-day deals.
Gary Moss is a big fan of the right to work state. I mean, it's just one day you're here, maybe the next day you're gone. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, I was so worried earlier in the show. Like I got something from. It's like getting called from the principal. Smokey goes, I need you to read your email immediately. I know you're on the air. And, like, my thoughts immediately went to, oh, gosh, what have I said? Why is Smokey mad at me? What have I done? Like, I just thought of all the horrible scenarios. And it was just, he just needed my, like, Social Security number for something. It was not a big deal. But, like, in that moment, I thought of every scenario where Smokey was going to fire me. All right. Can Smokey fire me? I don't know. all right. Go. What's next?
We might not want to test that theory. Let's continue with the sports talk. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they recently decided...
How is this sports talk? I don't understand this.
Prince Harry, I think, likes sports. Isn't he like a polo? Doesn't he like polo or something?
You're assuming he does because his dad used to play polo. All right. What's going on with him, though?
Charles.
I have seen something about this. This Meghan Markle, for people that don't know, now she's the one who married Harry, and she had been on a...
USA TV show Suits.
Yeah, but I think that thing was fairly popular.
It was, yeah. But it's still like it's still a cable show, and now she's like a princess. So it's quite
But, I mean, she was an American actress. And suddenly she's married into the royal family. And I know we were excited about them. You know, we get excited about all these children. I can't remember. Are they expecting yet? I can't remember the whole scenario. We always get so excited about royal babies.
I feel like they
were,
but I didn't hear anything else. I'm not sure.
Steve, I feel like you're breaking, like, negative news. Matt, I think that story went away. I don't know. Bottom line is the royals... This is big stuff. In McLennan County, like our audience, no one likes talking about the Royals more than our audience here at ESPN Central Texas. So what's going on with them? Because I heard they're like trying to leave the royal family or something.
Yes, they decided to, I guess, separate from the royal family. They want to go off on their own and start their own business ventures. And rumor has it they're going to move to Los Angeles, Matt. So they're not going to get a fixer-upper from Chip and Joe. I don't know who had that in there, who had that in the pool, but that's not going to happen. They're going
to
LA.
That is. I'm not sure who that is. But, okay, really, going to move to LA? Wow. A Los Angeles, that is so interesting. And from what I understand, Stephen, they're stepping away from their royal duties. Like, they're just like, we're done for a little while. Like, they're just not going to, I mean, they're poor William and Kate, they're just showing up at everything. And, of course, you know, the queen mom, or the queen Elizabeth, poor Philip stepped aside. He kept, you know, he's like 96 or something. Or 97, he's not coming out in public anymore. And now Harry and Meghan Markle just have run off to L.A. I've got concern about the royal family. This is not good. And then Prince Andrew, you remember this? This guy's running around. He's friends with the disgraced, horrible child molester.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah. Epstein. He and Epstein are running around the country together. Epstein.
Well, not anymore, but.
Well, Epstein hung himself, allegedly. I mean, jeez. The royal family. Stephen, can you shed any more light on this? What are they going to do in L.A.? Just, like, hang out?
I imagine Meghan's going to act. I don't know. Apparently Prince Harry is going to do some charity work. But I'm confused because my understanding is once they separate from them, like, they get cut off. The money's gone. And, like, charity work's great, but usually that's not a profit thing. So I'm not sure. Are they just going to live off Meghan's acting salary? I don't know. We'll do some more searching.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Before we leave, someone on the text line said that Bob Stoops was at 7-Eleven in Waco. So there's that.
I like it. Can I share just a tad bit of history before we get to UNR?
Yes.
Edward VIII. Okay, let me see if I have this in my mind. I don't have any of this written down. I think it was Edward VIII abdicated the throne to his brother because he married an American and it was scandalous because she was divorced. Her name was Wallace Simpson. This happened back in like the 1930s. And so there is precedent for a king, an England, or a royal member abdicating the throne to go over and marry an American. And by the way, the guy who ended up in the movie King's Speech, which was a really good film, that was like his brother who abdicated the throne. Now, I know a lot of this because I watched The Crown on Netflix. But I'm also, hey, Vardaman, I think the late, great Vardaman at campus, the late, great Armstrong, all the Baylor history professors, those were my guys, man. All those guys, I learned a lot from them. Anyway, all right, going to say goodbye to everyone. Been a great day. Been a power pack. You think Coach Haller enjoyed that last segment? I bet he was like,
Coach Haller loves Royals talk. He loves when we get in the Bridge Royal family.
I thought this was a sports show. He's calling J-Mo. What happened? I thought Mosley talked sports. All right, UNR coming up next, followed by You Make the Call. That is from 3 to 6. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday. Good night, everybody.